And welcome into the Monday edition of Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick joined by John Osher. Tough loss in Minnesota yesterday, 26-23 in overtime. It was a thrilling ball game, an incredible environment in the Metrodome, really first was. Of all. But you hate to be on a losing end of a game like that, don't you?
Yeah, you really do. I mean, it was over one way, then it was over the other way, then it was back to the other way. I think there were a lot of good things you saw from the Jaguars in it. But it's the kind of game that anybody will tell you, you need to win that game to start the season off. They didn't, and now it's on to Houston.
Here's what some of the players had to say today, reflecting on yesterday's loss.
Still bitter. You never fully recovered yet. We haven't watched the film. So after the film is watched, that's when you can put it away. After you see the mistakes as a team, see the things you did well, see the things you still need to work on. That's when you can put it behind you. But we're looking to do that in a couple hours and then move on.
I mean, it was a tough day, obviously. You know, we want to start out with a win. We felt like we did a lot of good things. Just came up a couple plays short.
One of the key storylines in this game, of course, was running backs. Adrian Peterson had all the big publicity on the other side, of course, coming back from a knee injury. But Maurice Jones-Drew, a little unexpectedly, had 19 carries in this game, John.
Yeah, way to ease back into it, right, Maurice? I mean, but it was impressive. I mean, this is a guy who just came back. He came back a week ago, and he comes out. I don't know how much he really knew how much he was going to play, but he comes out and he rushes for 77 yards, which I think he'll get better as the season goes on, but an impressive effort in his first week back.
For Blaine Gabbert, quarterback for the Jags, a career day, career high in completions, yardage, and passer rating. This was a phenomenal day for Blaine.
Yeah, it really was, and this is one of those games that was about more than stats. There's a lot of times you look at a stat sheet and you see a guy puts up 300 yards, and you look back in the game and say, well, where did those 300 yards come from? Were there big plays? For Gabbert yesterday, it was really a case of playing as well as the numbers. If you talk to people in the locker room today, Eugene Monroe, some other players said he was very impressive, Gabbert was, in the final 2 minutes, kept control of the game. I think this was a big step forward for the quarterback.
On the defensive side, not the best of days statistically in this game. A couple of sacks, a little pressure early in the game. But in the second half, punter started throwing the ball around a bit. AP got loose in the secondary some. What do you take from this, besides the fact that Percy Harvin is hard to tackle?
Yeah, and that's the big thing that a lot of the guys in the secondary and even the defensive line we're talking about today, they felt like they rushed the passer okay. They didn't feel like the secondary played as bad as maybe some people on the outside are saying. What they're concerned about, what Mike Mularkey's concerned about, what Mel Tucker's concerned about, they want to tackle better. That showed up with Percy Harvin yesterday, and I think that's going to be a focus going forward.
Never mind the result. Of course, you always want to get on the winning end of the things here, but this is a team that had a two-minute drive basically to win this game, and they got it done with 20 seconds to go and then fought in overtime too. I mean, there's something to this team now, right?
Yeah, and it overcame a lot yesterday. That was really Mike Mularkey's theme in the postgame. Yes, there was disappointment, but they had offensive linemen going down left and right, Evan Britton, Uche Nwaneri, and name escapes me because there were so many. Cameron Bradfield also went down. That's three guys out. Rashad Jennings is out. And still they came back and they fought. And although the players were very disappointed after this game, there was no moral victory in the locker room. Mike Mularkey, I think, liked a lot about what he saw from this team. And I think he thinks there's something to build on as they move forward.
John, thanks a lot as always.
Thank you, JP.
We'll get ready for Houston starting on Wednesday. Off day tomorrow. Back on Wednesday with more Inside the Jaguars.